Blog Talk Radio.
Buenos dias. You know what day it is? It's Thursday. God, I gotta go back to work tomorrow already. The days pass by so quickly. It's insane. Truly, truly insane. Well, you know the drill. See if anybody shows up. Unless no one does, then I'll be out of here. I've got Matilda back for the rest of the spring break. But everything is so crowded. Pandemic and all. No one taking things seriously. So, yeah. I'm probably going to be stuck home. Not my favorite, but you know. You know, we're going to settle down, thing that I fucking do now. Awesome. Should I do that? Oh, wow, it worked. That's crazy. I don't know what it is, but sometimes, like, I don't play this weird frequency stuff and no tarot readings happen. Like, nobody comes, but then I'll do it and then somebody will pop up. I'm not sure if that's coincidence, but we're going to go with it. So, one sec, I'll be right with you. My ears are too small for these earbuds. You are on That's the Tea.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, my name is Joy, Kentucky.
Oh, wow. I'm not sure, but I think you might be my first Kentucky. Oh, yay. Well, Good morning. What can I do for you?
Yes, I have a question. I wanted to ask, I have a child, and the father, I allow him to see her every day. Financially, he doesn't offer me anything. I don't ask him to, but he put in a petition for joint custody. I think it is influence of his significant other who wants to undermine me, and I kind of want to see how you see that going.
Oh, yes. Okay. I too have a child with a baby daddy who does not help at all. And I too am going through it. In fact, last night I let him took her for spring break, part of it, because I had to work. And my mom had to go to Virginia to deal with my uncle's death. I had to chase him through Lake Mary over here in Florida. He kept telling me, well, I'm over here, and it was the right address. And then he said he couldn't help me any further. So then I was like, well, the next step is I have to get a police escort. Yeah, he showed up. It's just bullshit.
Wow.
And then my daughter, she's autistic. She's 5. And I don't know what happened, but she got in the car and was like, don't pee in your pants. And she kept chanting it. And it was so sad. Like, I do not know what to do. And I have an expensive-ass lawyer. And it's just, girl, I hope that it goes smoother for you than it is for me. All right, so we're going
to
see what's going on and what we're going to do. It's all right. You know, we all have our journeys in life. At this point, I'm like, may the best man win, because I work way too hard, and I don't know. I'm just like, he doesn't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
So what we're going to do is we're going to put a card for you, okay?
Okay.
Ah, magician. Okay, so you've been the one doing all of the making sure that he gets to see his child, even though he does not participate in the ways that he should. Okay, so we are the magician right now. Let's see where this guy is. Nine of Pentacles, what are you trying to do? I feel the female presence. You're going to put one for her. Oh, good Lord. All right. So between you and baby, Two of Cups. How interesting. Okay. And her, she's manipulative.
Mm-hmm.
Baby.
Very.
Oh, yes, you're very worried. Queen of Pentacles, he is being rode hard. Oh, she's not worried at all. The baby gets a reverse Seven of Swords. We will get that. We will come back to that there. Now, reverse seven. See, usually a Seven of Swords is one of my most, Seven of Swords is one of my most least favorite, most hated card, especially when it lands with in the cups, the Three of Swords and what have you. But usually this is right side up, and it means that betrayal is in the works. Now for this, now this is in baby's section. That's what's in between you guys. Now this one, she obviously took a liking to baby, wants to play house. She's manipulating him. He has the Strength card, the Nine of Pentacles, and the Queen of Pentacles. Now on her side, she's got a reverse wheel. We will get to that. She's got the reverse Nine of Swords, which means telling us that she doesn't feel like she's losing or gonna lose, and she feels like she's like winning here in this sense, because she's the marionette puppet master. So she's giving him ideas, pulling strings, and how any female could be with a man who don't pay child support or do what's right by his baby mama, I don't know. There's a lot to be said. So, whoa. All right. So we do have a reverse knight in your thing. We're not done here. Oh, wow. Okay. Cups reversed. And the world. All right, so we've got a lot to unpack. Now, we've got the Two of Cups and the Seven of Cups and a reverse Seven of Swords for baby. Now, the Two of Cups is him being born through your, like you loved him, obviously, for some reason. So, you know, you made baby. So now we've got the Seven of Cups sitting next to this. So this means that several things going on around you, even behind the scenes, that you didn't know until now, i.e. petition. We've got the Seven mm-hmm. of Swords. But it was trying to be upright, but something has occurred. Now, it is reversed. Now, even though he's trying to screw you over, basically, is what he's trying to do, and she's, like, putting him up to it, basically. The Seven of Swords being reversed is very significant. In fact, I feel that even though he has done this, now there's a possibility of unexpected good here. Sound advice and wishes about to be fulfilled. So even though he's doing this, luck comes with children right now for you. Now, the 10 here is reversed for her. She's spinning the wheel. Now, on the Wheel of Fortune, she's going to have a failure of an enterprise, setbacks, new conditions requiring courage. You will reap what you have sown. That's what this card is about. Now, she's not feeling too worried about it, but what she doesn't know is that she has now built bad karma with you. It's not a good idea. It's not a good idea to start a war with a woman who's steadfast, very stubborn, very strong, and ain't going to let go of her baby. So, right. That's you. Not going to work out for her. So her patience and for herself, selfishness, is like for herself, not for others. Like, that's what mm-hmm. this is about. But it's talking about I'm bringing healing and tomorrow is another day. But I feel like this is more in the inside her mental state, because it's a mental card, but she's being mm-hmm. so, she doesn't like you.
Right. She never met me. Like, she never tried to.
Yeah, but she doesn't like you. So she's mm-hmm. doing this for some unknown reason. Now, we have the Two of Pentacles. I'll tell you why okay. here. The Two of Pentacles really like duality and, you know, juggling. It's usually the ability to juggle two situations. Now, and it doesn't look like it's reversed here, but it's about usually about harmony in the midst of change, and new projects may be difficult to launch. A nature, industrious yet unreliable, elated, and then melancholic. So this, with the swords, because it's not going to go the way that she has hoped, because she just thinks she's going to take over. That's what she's trying mm-hmm. to do. She's trying yes. to take the kid and replace you, because she's this girl's in that job.
Yes.
Well,
very much.
So this man thinks he's at the Nine of Pentacles, so he's not seeing what's right in front of him, honestly, because I don't know what's wrong with him, but he's stupid. His brain is too. I want to let you know it's straight mush right now. He's trying to have mental strength, but he's a weakling, so it's really uh-huh. her doing all of the string pulling, which is hence why he doesn't really offer to do more than just see the child, because she's pushing him to see the child. And so are you. You're trying to make it happen. Make sure, baby, get mm-hmm. dad time. He's not really, he's only half-assing it here. This is just being pushed, and he doesn't even really care about this situation. This is more about hurting you. Foundation, we have the Fool, the Two of Wands, and a Reverse Knight. So a Reverse Knight of Wands is something that should be definitely, we need to take that serious.
Mm-hmm.
The would-be lover turns jealous and creates conflict, discord, frustration, lack of energy, work interfered with. Why do we know who that is? If I lived in, I would be like, would you like me to meet her? Because we'd have a come to Jesus meeting. I will not even break a nail. No.
I did once, and it was pointless. Like, you can't argue with an idiot. It's crazy.
So this card here is about boldness, courage, and embarking on an enterprise. The employment of scientific methods and influence over another. Kindness and generosity, yet a proud and unforgiving nature. This is your foundation right now. You have the Fool accompanying this. It is time for the niceties to be over. The gloves are off, okay? So this is your foundation. You are at the ready for a fight. Now, he's a weakling, and she's not very good at this. Okay, so in your final, this is what is to be, which is accompanied with the world. You have a reverse Ace of Cups. Now, usually one would be like, you know, but when we are trying to quell a situation or be the good guy, sometimes this happens. This is about false love, clouded joy, instability, hesitancy. To nurture love presents three figures surrounding baby, okay? So this one, this is that girl, okay? The Eight. Mm-hmm. Now, we're going to throw another card on top of that Eight because so that way you can understand better. Oh, Knight of Pentacles, that is good news. That is a good news turning the corner. We have Knave of Wands on your Eighth reverse and the Hierophant with the World. So that gives me hope here. Now, usually luck comes and good news comes around the corner with a Knight of Pentacles. But all of this will be done because of your courageous efforts on, you know, making sure that you're... It's really because, honestly, it's the baby who has rights as a person, the right to be loved and supported by both parents and not to have the mother bothered and impeded on progress. Now, reverse Eight of Cups, the interest in success, joy, and feasting, the spiritual abandoned for the material. And this is a new love, okay? So in this sense, because it's sitting with a Knave of Wands. Now, Knave about being vigil here, but okay. Now, it's about having the courage. A nature sudden in love and or anger and the desire for power, enthusiasm, a messenger, the bearer of tidings. Now, if this card appears in a spread next to representing a man, there will be a favorable testimony considering him, concerning him. But your Eight is not him. Your Eight, you. Your final here, because you have the World, this is the last card, which you have went from the Fool to the World and the Hierophant. It's good news in my book here because that's sticking to the traditions and it's like about authorities and, you know, well, as long as you stick the completion and reward, success, triumphant in all undertakings, the path of liberation. The arrival at a state of consciousness. That is what the World is about. Now, it is accompanied with the feel super confident about.
Okay.
He'll have to pay child support.
And that's crazy.
If he hasn't taken care of the baby and he hasn't put in, it's a good chance. I would definitely get a guardian ad litem for yourself. In this present here, the preference for the outer forms of the religion, the ritual, the creed, the ceremony, the importance of social approval, the need to conform to society. Now, in the sense here, it's sitting with the World. So as you're having to conform to the steps of XYZ, because this is going to be a long process. Hopefully it's not as long for you as it has been. COVID-19 has made everything. So it's be a bumpy ride. Steadfast. Okay. Stay hard-headed. A bitch over here, we're just going to scoot her to the left. And this guy, he's a weakling, and you were the strong one. You carried both. You can't carry him.
Okay.
So you're going to be successful in this, but it will take steps. Get yourself a guardian ad litem. You can get one through the court, and that will be the person that will basically, you'll be like, this is what I've done, this is what I do, this is what's been going on. Be completely honest. Do not leave nothing out.
Mm-hmm.
And then
they'll
interview him.
Okay, I didn't know if I needed like a legal aid or go find a different attorney's office.
You need to go to call your local paralegal.
Okay.
Usually you can look it up, and also you could call DCF. I don't know if yours is open, mine is not, but you might be able to call someone, and they have, if you look online, they have a, it's like on the website, it'll show you the services for children. So,
I got a number for, I guess, the paralegal, but I didn't know if that was, because they're such good liars. I didn't know if I needed to call that or go to, like, a lawyer's office and get somebody who's, like,
I just dropped another $1,800 on my lawyer. Like, I've already spent $5,000. I mean, I would definitely try the paralegal first, but Google it first,
okay.
Look it up. But also, services through CPS, they're free, they'll help you out. Also, your local women's haven, Google it. Tell them what you need, what you're looking for, and, you know, what you're going through, and they could probably direct you as well. Apply for a guardian ad litem for your paralegal, whatever you need to do for the baby, because that will protect the baby from parents that have done bad. So, may the best man win, I always say. That's what I say now, because this shit's tiring as fuck. I'm tired. I'm busy. I'm stacked paper. I don't got time for this shit. You're going my way. But that's the key for you. I'm here if you need me. I got another person who's still been waiting this whole time, but thank you for calling. And call me again, girl.
Thank you. I'll be here.
You're welcome. You're welcome, girl.
He's going to work tonight.
You are on That's the Tea.
And because I do have to, like, get some more paperwork together because I'm a mess working at home. 1 year yesterday. One year yesterday. And then this happened.
You're on That's the Tea.
Hello.
Yes. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, where are you coming from?
From New Jersey.
Oh, I am very popular on the East Coast. What can I do for you today?
Hold on 1 second, please. Hold on 1 second.
Okay.
I'm sorry, miss. A call came in at the same time. I'm so sorry.
Oh, you're good.
A lot is going on all at one time. And I just want to see what the cards are telling me because I want to move forward and I want to set up a meeting with some of my relatives to come to a peaceful solution, and I want to see what the cards are saying.
Absolutely. Let me get them reshuffled and cleansed for you. So what we're going to do is we will find where you are first. And then we're going to see where everyone is, and then we're going to see the surrounding situation. Basically, the cards will know what to do. I'm just throwing them the way that they are telling me to, basically. So they will know what to do. It's really crazy. Like, some of these spreads, it's like they just make themselves. It's pretty crazy. All righty, so what we're going to do here is I'm going to put a card for you. You are at the Ace of Swords. So we have come to a conclusion. It's time to make a statement, come to a conclusion, and come with a solution, ideas, what have you. So I feel there are male presence. Is there a male involved? Are there males involved, more than one?
Yes, I have two brothers that are involved.
Yeah.
They're both a challenge in different ways. And
well, to the right of you, you have a magician. So one of your brothers is very sneaky and conniving and manipulative and usually gets his way.
Yes, yes. But he's a total mess, and he makes a mess of things. And
mm-hmm.
you know, like he wants to take responsibility, but he has a lot of problems.
Your other brother is the King of Swords. Strong, silent type, but can be not only stubborn, but cruel, too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then you, at the Fool. So your journey begins here. Oh. He is the Knave of Pentacles in reverse, your magician. You're a King of Swords, King of Wands. Huh. Your foundation, you have the Hierophant and the reverse Nine of Cups. What is between you? The Stars, Three of Swords. You've had a great loss.
Yeah, my mother.
You had hoped that she was going to get better.
I mean, I had hoped she was going to do things a little differently, but they were pulling her in a lot of directions, and she couldn't focus. And I see it now that I'm in her place, you know, in terms
yeah.
of trying to handle affairs.
And that's where I have pulled a card for you on your row, the Ten of Wands, meaning you have a lot of burden stacked on top of you.
Hmm.
Your magician... Again, another reverse card, the Wheel. He spins out of control too often and makes bad choices. Your King, reverse Death card. Your foundation, the Two of Pentacles. That is you having to juggle all of this shite. Now, you do have the reverse of Nine with that in your foundation. We'll get to that. Your what's in between you, Nine of Swords. So it is you who's putting all the effort and worry in this, really, and the other two are just arguing, trying to put their 2 cents, 5 cents, 20 cents into everything. Now, your final outcome for this, Seven of Cups, Knave of Wands, Six of Swords. That's good news. Now, reverse. You have, we have the Fool, we have the Star, we have Death, we have the Wheel, and we have the Hierophant. Very, very specific. Okay, so you are now at the point to where there's so much going on. You're now seeing everything that your mom is going through. You're now going through it. Now it's time to try and take some of the burden off of our back.
Mm-hmm.
Brother to the right of you, Magician, he's got the reverse Knave of Pentacles. He's not good with money either, is he?
No. None of them pretty much seem to be good with money and making a decision. But, and they just find excuses for it. They do a lot of wasteful things. But I had to jump in and do what I had to do, and somehow the universe has been supporting me. It's been a challenge, and it has been a burden. But, you know, I'm ready to move it and shift it in the right direction.
Yeah, taking control of the situation is very important. This one here, he is dissipation in excess. Too great pleasure in the material things of life. Wastefulness of luxury. News of loss of money and worldly goods.
Mm.
That's what this card means. But for him, basically, he's like losing it in several levels. But he's not good at being the magician. He's very sloppy. So he just, exactly, he makes a mess, and he's wasteful, and he thinks he deserves the best in life, but doesn't really want to work that hard to get it or do it properly in the right way. Now, this one, he's got failure of an enterprise and setback. You will reap as you have sown. So all the drama that that he is causing and all the anything that he has caused you, especially in this karmic circle, because that's what's happening here, he's going to definitely be feeling that full fold here shortly. And we're talking by the next year, he's going to experience a great loss of material goods and wealth. Now, your King of Swords is accompanied with the King of Wands. Now, our King of Wands is usually handsome and passionate. He's agile in the mind and body, and usually is a country gentleman. Generally married, he's usually noble and loyal, and comes of a good family. But sometimes he can be too hasty.
Sounds like my husband.
Ah, that is your King of Wands. So he's sitting next to your brother on to the left of him. Is there some influence that he may be trying to assert over him and talk with him?
No, not at this point. Like, they don't know what to say to my husband because, you know, they treated him bad and he didn't deserve it. But my husband's been the one that's been supporting me. They just don't realize how we've been able to do what we've done because we're not really communicating. I just recently started communicating with one other brother. I realize he has a lot going on, but, you know, he reminds me of that little lion with the thorn in his paw. But, you know, I understand, but at the same time, I don't want to be gullible because, you know, he messed me up before, and it cost me a lot. And my husband's been the one that's been supporting me to kind of pull things together, even when it's falling apart. There's a sister.
So I believe your king is in between your brother and you. And that's why he's sitting on that left side there, because when we look at our death card here, this is about temporary stagnation, but then the tendency to inertia as well. It's been going like right at the same time, fast and slow, seeming like it's just stagnating, and then it's like everything blowing up on one day, and then the next day it's like we don't know what we're doing. Yeah, I see that. So you do have serious male presence here. Thank God for the husband holding you down. So he's been kind of the thing balancing you out between you and your brother here. So that's why we've landed there. So he is a voice of reason.
Yeah.
So that's what that card is about. Now, we do have your foundation, and the Nine of Cups is in reverse, which not a fantastic position, but any experience, even a negative experience, is a positive experience. And that is something that we never think about.
Okay.
So in this sense, even though everything has gone wrong, and I am terribly sorry for your loss, I just lost my uncle who died alone, suffering and starving. So horrible. COVID-19 has really destroyed our lives. This is a reverse. So it's usually about misplaced reliance. There may be some deprivation or illness, overindulgence in food and drink. And you do have a wish card. So if you had made a wish recently, the current wish will not be fulfilled. I will tell you that. Whatever you had wished, because there's a wish card up here at 17, sitting next to your Three of Swords. Let's throw another card on top of this so that way we can be more, oh, the Tower. Oh, no, something's about to happen. Oh, boy. Okay. Let's see. Uh-huh, Queen of Cups. That's you. Okay, so you've got some stuff happening. Something just happened.
Yeah, there was like a little, there was a mishap yesterday. But
yes, the tower.
Get it.
Everything came crashing down yesterday.
Yeah. Someone hit a piece of property and then they took off a hit and run. And there's a property that I'm taking care of.
Well, next to that, you have the mm-hmm. Two of Pentacles and a reverse Ace of Pentacles. As you are trying to get everything going and juggling it all, you do have something that is against you at this time. It's not essentially, I wouldn't say like it's a person, but it's more like, actually, there's a lot of greed sitting here. Something may not be the advantage of the current, this situation that just happened to you, the property. It's going to come into play, and there's going to be some repercussions here. Now, and that's what your opposition here for that. It's not great. Miserliness is the word here. Now, combined with conditions, it's like a false start in comfortable material conditions, which may not be the advantage of the Karen. So let's hope that this tower wasn't too bad with this, because it's going to be quite the juggle for you. It's going to be annoying as hell, but you're going to get through it. Now, you do have some good news here, and I'm happy to tell you. You have the Seven of Cups, which is right side up, Knave of Wands, and the Six of Swords. Now, I'm laying three more cards. Oh, it's a door window, not a door. Okay, so your seven is accompanied with the reverse Knight of Cups. Now, Knight of Cups. We have a reverse Knight here. That's like somebody maybe still stirring, but usually it's about being untruthful. Swindling, trickery, fraud, propositions should be carefully looked into. Something to do with a brother here. Must be one of the brothers, huh? You have a Seven of Swords in reverse next to that. Now, that's a betrayal card. I hate the Seven of Swords, and you do have a three in your reading. So this is like a telenovela. You have betrayal, you have the works here. It is in reverse, though, so that is a little bit better than right side up. That means that even though someone tried to pull one over on you, it's not going to work out in their favor, because, again, you reap what you sow when you build bad karma against someone who has good karma, especially. So it would just be good right now to stop fucking with you. Now, possibility of an unexpected good is arriving, and sound advice and instructions. The wish will now be fulfilled. Did you hear me? Whatever happened up to this point to where we're leading here now, the wish that you had wished that wasn't going to be fulfilled will be soon. So we're talking it's going to be like 7 days, 7 hours to 7 days. So things are changing right now as we speak. Now, that is accompanied with your Knave of Wands. See, we have a bunch of court cards here. Now, this is a card of courage, nature, sudden in love and anger. This is a desire of power, for power, a messenger. This card isn't quite next to a man, so I think that you will come out better, okay, on the other side of this, even though all of this is happening. And yes, you do have the Five of Pentacles, and it is right side up, so it is a window, not a door. But That does not mean that will not change after you have met your opposition with this Seven of Swords, the Knave of Wands, your Knight of Cups with the Seven. After you have achieved these and you come out of the other side of those, you do have, and it's usually about loss of home, loneliness, lovers unable to find a meeting place, affinities discovered through similar troubles, a dark night of the soul. And that's what the five means. When it's right side up, it's like looking through a window to the other side. In my cards, it's a person sitting in a grotto alone, holding themselves. And I don't see any windows there, but usually five upside down is a door. That means when your opportunity has changed, it's time to open the door. Instead, we're looking through the window and seeing the opportunity in front of us, but we can't get through at this time. Now, that being said, it is accompanied with the Six of Swords, which is a great card to have, because even though all the trials and tribulations, the betrayal and the defeat and all this stuff going on around you, including your newest tower situation, you have the King of Pentacles and the Lovers card as your final foundation and your final act, meaning the union that you share with your husband, which gives you your strength through everything and all this. He's your King of Pentacles. And it is accompanied with the Lovers card. So even though all of this is going on and it seems very daunting, no worries. You're going to come out on top. You dropped the call or something.
Yes, and then try to get back on. Yes. Well, I could go on the archive and still listen.
Yeah, you can. You totally, like, after we're done, you can listen. Like, right after I turn it off, it's going to render, meaning it's going to get it ready. And then you can go back in, like, probably 30 minutes and listen to the show.
So you were still talking to me.
I was, yes. I knew that you had dropped. I saw that, so I just kept going.
Okay.
So no worries. It's still on there. But since you're here with me again, I want to let you know, as I was saying before, yes, we see a lot going on here, and we see all of the trials and tribulations of your strength and your heart and your passions and all of that stuff. You're going to come out okay. And even though you are looking through a window at this time, you are going into calmer waters. It's going to be daunting as hell and very difficult and painful, but because of the union you have with your husband, and he's your King of Pentacles. So meaning you are in good hands in through all of this, and it is that union that you have with him that gives you the strength to carry on. So everything has to unfold as it may, but even as it does, stay strong. Don't let it get you down too much. Take care of everything that you have to as it comes to you. But remember, you're going to come out all right.
Okay.
I know it sucks. I'm sorry.
It's been a lot.
Mommy.
It's been a lot. And it wasn't just yesterday. It's like going on 10 years, but it's been like an ongoing battle with them. It's like they lost it. And then greed got in the way, and malice got in the way, and you know, my brother just like, I just don't understand what happened to him, you know, like, man up, grow up, take responsibility, you know?
Yep, I have a brother too, and he also does not take responsibility to anything that he does, and he is
nothing.
Failure to launch. Still live with my mom, and, you know, I had to move in to my mom's, like, we have this big giant house that we share, so thank God for that, or we'd kill each other, but my brother shares a half a house with me, and he's just, it's sad, and he has, like, you know, problems, but I'm
right.
Sorry, I have problems too, and I have lupus, and my life sucks most of the time, but I live in pain every day, and that's why I'm
right.
A medical marijuana patient, but guess what? Bitch has a job. I have a job. I have a radio show. I'm doing all kinds of shit. Like, I go to school, all that. You know, there's no excuses. It's a choice.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
It is a choice.
And that's where I stand as well. And work like a good Egyptian slave, both myself and my husband.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm literally working now as I'm speaking to you. It's like as soon as I sat down in front of the computer, I don't know if I pressed the wrong thing, but then I disconnected you, and I wanted to continue with the conversation because I need it. But at the same time, I have to work, and I have to multitask.
Of course.
You know, like
of
I'm
course.
The magician. I'm the magician.
Yeah, you are the magician. He's a crappy magician, too. Holy crap.
Huh?
I said he's a crappy magician, your brother.
Oh,
holy
yeah,
crap.
Yeah. Yeah, he's angry with the world. He's angry with the world. He didn't prepare himself. He never wanted to take responsibility, you know. And then the other brother head is in the cloud. And then there's a sister who's a manipulator. And they didn't want to take responsibility for their own actions. And, you know, and they took advantage of my mother. And I don't appreciate that. And at the end of the day, why should everybody take a loss? Because, you know, you weren't responsible. Or you made bad decisions.
Mm-hmm.
Or you wasted other people's money. Or you don't want to work for no one else. And meanwhile, everybody else have to bust their, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
We'll stop getting over. That's the reason why we have so much crime and hatred in society. Because there's some people who don't want to work. Who don't want to put in the midnight oil. Who don't want to be held responsible.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what I want to say, I can't say on the radio.
You totally can say whatever the fuck you want to say. Please, ma'am,
right.
Say what's
fuck
on
out
your
of
mind.
Here.
Yep.
You know.
Because at the end of my show goes like this. Wash your hands, wear your fucking mask, don't go out if you don't have to, and Black Lives Matter, motherfucker. Fuck Donald Trump and the motherfucking GOP. You can say whatever you want on the radio because, baby, we on internet radio. I am all over the world, and the FCC ain't got nothing on us. We are out of that jurisdiction. You can say whatever you like. Say it, say it.
Yeah.
And
like you
said,
jurisdiction. You gave them jurisdiction to want to come in and take what our parents worked for. And don't be mad because I'm able to do it. Your evil eye can't stop me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? It may throw a curveball here and there, but watch. Just watch. And that's what
you do. Preach. You made all my hair stand up on my body.
That's what's killing everybody.
Because
this situation that happened yesterday was nothing but the evil eye. I got to look at it and say, look at this mess right here of all places. But I would like to talk to you off air. Am I able to contact you via email?
You totally can. It's ZEN. That's the T at gmail.com. Just email
Hold
me
on.
And I'll get back to you as soon as possible.
E-N.
Mm-hmm.
Period.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then it's that's the T, exactly how it sounds, it's spelled.
That.
No apostrophe. Yeah, that's
the
T. Like the radio show? Mm-hmm. At Gmail.
thatthetea.com.
gmail.com. Make sure you put the Gmail in there.
At gmail.com. Yes, I like to talk to you off air. Your energy is some other things that I want to say, but I can't say now. So I'm actually sitting in front of a window, and, you know, sometimes they try to monitor us, you know, intrude on our privacy. But even that is a whole other thing because there's a few magicians there, too, but they're dealing with someone who's learning alchemy by fire. You understand?
Absolutely. Oh, you made my hair stand up again. Oh, I love you. Oh, my God.
I love you, too. I'm going to talk to you later. I want to talk to you later.
I'll send you my
I'm sorry that I got jumped off and I was multitasking. But I have specific questions about the number 9.
Oh, yes. Write me. And I'll get back to you, and I'll send you my number, and I'll text you.
Okay.
That way, it's easier for you, and you can multitask better.
Later this evening, is that okay?
Yes, absolutely. I'll be waiting for your email.
Okay, thank you so much. I appreciate it. I appreciate it more than you know. I know I have to go back and listen because my attention was there, and I had two major interruptions at the same time. So I know that you know, I was being distracted deliberately, and I can't lose it. not going.
Oh no, it's there for you. It's there for you. You can go back and where the episodes are and have a listen. No problem. And if you need to, you can also download it as well.
Okay. Okay. Thank you so
all
much.
All right. You're welcome.
I appreciate
you. Thank you for calling. I appreciate
you.
You. This was the best episode this week. I can't wait to get your email. You have a great day.
Okay. Thank you, love. Namaste.
You're welcome. Namaste. Exactly. Yes, ma'am. Well, y'all, that was insane right now. We only have 8 minutes left. I can try, though. You on that for me?
Hello. Hi, my name is Karen. I'm calling from Chicago.
Hello. What can I do for you?
Yes, I was wondering if you see me finding new love in 2021.
New love in 2021. All right, let's check it out. All right, let's see where you are. Wands. We've gotten our things in a row. We're ready to branch out. All right, so let's see. Go where there'll be love. Okay. I knew that was going to happen. No. Okay.
No.
Yes, there will be, but he's going to be a smooth talker and a complete narcissist asshole. He's going to make you feel great until you don't. Have patience with yourself, and you're going to have a bunch of suitors, but you're going to fall for this guy. You have the Lover's card, the Knight of Cups, and the Eight of Wands, so you're going to have quite a few suitors, but you're going to choose this douchebag for some reason. Not your fault. Oh. He's going to be totally great sounding, but you're going to think you've had your wish after being bored and lonely. Now you're ready to do something. But you have the Four of Swords accompanying your five there in your nearest future, and you are hoping for a new love. But I'm going to tell you right now, you've got the Three of Wands for yourself, the Tower, oh, and the Knave of Wands. So you need to be vigilant and pay attention to the red flags, because if you don't, there's a Three of Swords and a Chariot and a Two of Pentacles in your future, accompanied with a Lover's card, the Knight of Cups, and the Eight of Wands. You begin at the Six of Wands and the Knight of Wands and the Hierophant. Did you just leave a relationship maybe a year ago or something, and think you're ready to get into a relationship now because you feel like you've healed?
Yes.
Okay, no, you haven't. Okay, stop right there. This is a bad time, not good. You are accompanied with the Tower, but your Knave of Wands is telling you, you may think you're ready, think you know, you may be able to see some of the flags, but not this guy. No, no, no. Do not date this year right now. I'm going to tell you why. You're not done, ma'am, but you're almost there. You do have the Chariot, but you've got the Three of Swords in the future with the Tower. So this person, this Knight of Cups, who's going to try and woo you, he's next to the Lover's card, so he's going to make you feel like this is the real deal. You're going to be like, oh, I got my wish. No, you did not. No, you did not. No, you did not, because it will not last but 3 months. And you will not only lose, again, everything in your heart and soul, and you'll be hurt again, because you're going to break worse this time than the last time, because your crack in your soul is not fully healed. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. So, not a good time. Your Hierophant is also sitting with the Six of Wands. Your Six of Wands tells me we are triumphant. We got away. We changed things. We made boundaries for ourselves. We decided what wasn't good for us anymore. We went through the stages. We felt the pain. Now we've dried those tears. Now we think we're ready to try. No, do not. Not right now. 2021 is not a good time. You're not done, ma'am. Now, I will tell you this. I'm going to throw another card. Oh, Knight of Swords. Fuck me. Oh, God, why? Stop. Why? All right, this guy is coming up soon, okay? And I mean, I don't know if you've prospected some dudes lately, if one of them is going to be the right choice to make, but they're going to be prospects. And we're talking in the next 7 months, you're going to come into contact with a male, your Knight of Cups here, which is going to be one of many, but you're going to go with this guy. I'm going to tell you no. Don't do it. He's a water sign, but feels more Gemini to me, probably a little bit Cancer-ish. Don't. They hurt their own feelings. Stop. Seven of Wands and the Knight of Swords. We've got warnings here. No dating right now. If you want to have sex and have a good time, do that. Use them like a toy. That's what you need to do right now. Do not give yourself to a person right now because you're not going to see the red flags right now. You're almost ready, though. We're almost there. You just need to wait a little bit longer. I would say skip the next 7 months of dating. Enjoy yourself. Have fun. Be sexually liberated with yourself. Flirt. But do not make a commitment because this guy, it's inevitable that you're going to get with him. You will get with this guy sexually, and it will be for a short time. But do not fall for his garbage because you've got the Three of Swords, Two of Pentacles, and the Chariot, the Seven of Swords. We've got warnings here. Warning, warning, warning. Don't do it. And he's bipolar as shit because he's got the Knight of Swords. Nope. If you get a Tower, a Seven of Swords, a Three of Swords, accompanied, okay, with the Lover's card and the Knight of Swords, stay the hell away from this person. But he's going to be really smooth talker, really sweet, kind of cute, really good in bed too. So at least sexually he'll satisfy you. But any other way, he'll be unemotionally, he's not going to be emotionally available and be able to love you in the way that you need to be loved. Okay?
Okay.
So right now,
yes.
Self-love right now and getting yourself to the next level should be what you focus on. Not too much on getting in a relationship, but definitely enjoy yourself. Okay? I'm not telling you don't touch a penis. What I'm telling you is don't fall in love with it or let it move in with you because it will fuck you over.
Okay.
Okay. And remember, manipulation can feel like love too.
Okay.
Okay. I love you.
That's for 2022.
Yes, just wait a little bit. Winter is more promising for you at this time. Let's get to the next 7 months and then you can check back with me whenever you like, but definitely
okay.
Try and pay attention to this, okay? I want you to be safe and happy.
Okay. True,
all right? You
true,
have a great
yeah.
day. And that's the tea, everyone. Great show today. Call me anytime. I'm here Thursday through Sunday mornings doing readings, okay? And that is the tea, you guys. Wash your hands, wear your mask. Black Lives Matter. Fuck Donald Trump and the GOP. This was an amazing reading, and I can't wait for her email. I'm here when you need me, and I love you all. Bye!